I can't think of it.
Now, sometimes it's where a main roof and an L come together. Would you call it a valley?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because it always leaks there.
Talking to someone and you think you hear something, you might say, "Did you
hear?"
And that person might say, "Yes, I
heard."
And then they might go ahead and say, "I'm not afraid though, because I have.
I don't know what you.
If you happen to recognize a sound, you'd say, "Well, I've
heard that before."
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if I ask you if you know a certain person, you might say, "No, but I don't know him, but I." Suppose it was someone that you had heard mentioned before.
I've heard about him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, suppose a friend came back to town after being away, and another friend had been visiting with him. You might be asked, "Haven't you seen him yet?" And you might say, "No, I
haven't."
It's something that you do every day or frequently. You might say, "Oh, that's something I
don't do often enough."
Okay. If it's something your mother really likes, and someone says, say maybe it's ice cream, "Does your mother like ice cream?" You might say, "Yes, she
surely does."
And you give somebody a choice about something. The person is not someone who's very choosy. He might tell you he
doesn't like either one of them or likes them.
If he just doesn't seem to have an opinion, you'd say he
doesn't care.
Now, you've been trying to think, make up your mind about something, try to make a decision about something. You might say, "I have been
thinking."
Now, where did you store your corn? The old place.
In the crib.
And what does that look like? Or what did it look like?
Well, a crib is usually a room. The outside it looks sort of ribbed because you use a plank that's about an inch and a half, inch and a quarter, and then you have a space the same. You have air space.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a solid top and a solid bottom.
And what's that air space for?
Air, so the corn can get air and it won't firm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask you something earlier. I'm glad you said firmness.
Okay.
And I noticed that these are dry counties around here.
Yes.
But probably, inevitably, some people make some things that supposedly you don't have in dry counties. And I was wondering if they're joking names that are used for strong brood.
You've got... If somebody made some grape wine, they'd call it a home brew.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was, you know, when you asked me about a hillbilly, was that it?
Yes.
And I said, well, the old man is probably out on the front porch and he's got a still down in the valley and making some, what do they call that stuff?
Call it Mountain Dew,
or
I was this
week. Well, no. Yeah, I know they do that. But that's not the terminology they use here. Nor do they call it White Lightning. It's just...